Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Para sa iba pang magagandang kwento sa inyong wika, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
With me today is Dr. Katrina Lyne. She is the Executive Director of Services with ACT for Kids. Good day.
Hi, Maribel.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Recently, we found out in a study that has been done that not a lot of people, 92% in fact of those surveyed, believe that the public doesn't know enough to intervene in times of, or they can't even tell if a child is being abused.
Yes, that's right.
And is it because we come from different cultures and different backgrounds that a lot of people are unaware of these signs, or is it just a lack of information?
I think the safety and well-being of children is a priority in all cultures. So I don't think that there are cultural differences. I think there's cultural differences in parenting, but I don't think there's cultural differences in wanting kids to be safe. What I think we don't do very well as a country as a whole is understand what signs children may be giving us that things aren't really going well for them.
In the study, it says one child is found to be suffering from abuse or neglect every 12 minutes.
Yes. Yep. That's around 46,000 children substantiated for abuse every year in Australia. Or that was the 2015-2016 data, and there were more than 350,000 reports for children worrying, you know, people worried about children in the same year, and that's a lot of kids.
But I guess the question is, how can you tell, or when can you tell when a child is being neglected or abused?
Yeah, I think if children's behaviour is the best way to tell, I think, because quite often children won't tell you themselves. They won't actually say, you know, what's happening to them to make them behave in a particular way. So some children will withdraw and be very quiet and anxious and like they're depressed. They may not be sleeping well. They may not eat very much. They may start wetting the bed or some things like that that they're too old to do or they weren't doing before. And some kids are labelled naughty kids because they have what we call acting out behaviours. So they become aggressive and angry and very wound up about things. And so, you know, in class and at home, people might label these naughty kids rather than looking at it as a sign that something's not quite right for the child.
But the things that you've spoken about more often is also associated with children who are undergoing great changes in their lives, like, say, when their parents divorce or their parents have a troubled relationship.
Absolutely. And so those things can create trauma for children. And whilst it's not deliberate abuse, they still cause emotional harm to kids, particularly if they don't understand what's going on, if they're little kids and the adults in their lives are not explaining things, or they're too little to understand. So those things you described are definitely traumatising to children and create those emotional upheavals. I mean, one of the best things to do is to chat with kids and say, you know, I'm a bit worried about you. You seem really quiet, or you've been really upset and angry. You know, what's happening for you? What's going on? Is everything okay?
So what can we do to help?
Well, I think what we want people to do is think about changing these statistics that in the survey and our national child protection statistics just by little things that they can do themselves, like noticing kids' behaviour and how they're going and chatting to kids and listening to them and believing them. But also if you notice people in your family or your neighbours or in your community where you think things aren't going well and their kids may be at risk or caught up in the middle of stuff, to ask if they're okay. Do they need a hand? Is there any way that they can, you know, you can help? And if we did that as a community with all the people that we come into contact to, I think that there would be far fewer kids at risk of harm.
Now, In your study, it says that 92% of the people that were surveyed believe that they do not know enough to intervene. When you are in that situation where you are unsure, what can you do? Where can you seek for help?
So if you don't feel like you can just have a conversation with a family and say, is everything okay? Can I help? Or can I find some help for you? If you don't feel like you can do that and you really are worried about children, then in every state and territory in Australia, there is a child protection arm of the government, and it's their job to either find support for families, for kids who've been reported, or to intervene and with the family to create a much safer situation for kids. So people can go onto our website, which is actforkids.com.au, and we have a heap of information there about the signs of abuse and neglect and things to look for in kids, and also where to contact people for help in your state.
Because sometimes, you know, maybe a neighbor's child or someone in school that you're not very close to, isn't it?
Yes, that's
but
right.
But you see them every day.
Yes, that's right. And you don't know what's really going on in their lives. But if what you see makes you concerned, you can reach out just a helping hand to say, is everything okay? If you can't do that and you really are concerned, then I think it's everyone's responsibility to make a report and let the statutory agency work with the family and see if they need support or the children, something else needs to happen for the children. Because the bottom line is that we actually want children to be safe, and so we need to do whatever we can, all of us as a community, to keep kids safe.
And when we do report them, what happens to these children? Do they get help or are they put into another family?
Well, it depends what's happening and the capacity of the family themselves. The goal for most child protection agencies is to, wherever possible, keep kids with their families and to work with the families to provide support and refer them to supportive services, to assist with things that aren't going that well for them. In some cases, where children's safety is really highly at risk, the government becomes the guardian of the child, and they may place the child with relatives or foster carers, but that happens in the minority of cases.
But the most important thing is the safety of the child.
Absolutely. You know, everybody wants families to stay together because, you know, research around the world says that kids do best in their families, but we don't want them to stay in families where they're at risk of harm because, you know, they really are our future. They're going to grow up and be the new, you know, face of Australia, and we want them to be happy and healthy and strong kids.
September 3 to the 9th is Child Protection Week, and the more informed we are, the more we are able to make smart choices.
Absolutely, and the more we are able to keep kids safe and make it the message of Child Protection Week about child protection being everybody's business.
Thank you very much, Dr. Katrina Lyons from Act for Kids.
Thank you, Meridelle.